Hey, welcome to Retired Now What, the podcast that's here to guide you through the exciting journey of retirement. Whether you're asking yourself now what or eager to explore the untapped possibilities in this new chapter, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Michael Kiffmeyer, and together we will discover how to repurpose your knowledge, embrace mastery, and live a purpose-driven life. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. This is Michael Kiffmeyer, and this is episode number 17 of the podcast, You're Retired, Now What? I want to welcome each and every one of you, and I'd like to continue in our episode of You're Retired, Now What? So first of all, do you feel stuck and need clarification about what the next phase of your life is going to look like? You know, for so long, we thought we would retire and that would be kind of it. And we do what we want and we just kind of take life as it happens. But a funny thing happened on the way to the retirement. We're so used to routines. We're so used to having a sense of purpose that all of a sudden, after 2, 3 years and living in the retirement world, you might have a nagging tap on your shoulder that says, okay, you've done a lot what you wanted to do, so now what are you going to do? Now what is your sense of purpose, and what's the next phase of your life's going to be? People need fulfillment. People need a sense of purpose. I have a few ideas that might help you along the path and with your forward thinking. Number one, you need to unleash the power of your personal mission statement. You know, crafting a personal mission statement, many of you probably did it while you were working 40, 50 hours a week, but they also can give you clarity for what your goals might be. I shared with you before that if you retire at 65, we're going to live another 30 to 40 years, possibly. And that's a long time to not have a plan on how you're going to live the rest of your life. So it's like having your own guiding star if you have a mission statement. You need to take some time to define who you are and what matters most to you. And your mind might be telling you where you need to go right now. And one of the things I want to share with you is, please don't think that once you make a decision to do, quote, a thing, you got to stay there. This is your life. You can design it as you want. You know, when we develop courses and presentations, we work in an iterative fashion. And that is, we start a path and we work forward towards that. But things might change, so we need to change it. I implore you to do the same thing. Everything isn't forever. You know, for so long, I remember when I was back in college, I always got the question, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. I had a rough idea, but I didn't know. But once I went to school and was exposed to different things, I was amazed at what path it led me on. And I think the same can happen with you. You need to start exploring and reflecting back on your life and what were your core values? And if your core values don't line up with what you think you might have an interest in, chances are probably really good you're not going to do it. Take some time to think to yourself, what matters most? What principles do you hold dear? Consider such aspects as integrity, compassion, growth, family, and other values that you may have. You need to identify what your passions and your strengths are. You know, when we were growing up, we had all kinds of ideas of what we were going to do. But then we had to take responsibility because we had significant others, we had families, and we kind of let those passions go by the wayside. Is there any reason why you can't pick those passions up again? I say none whatsoever. You need to do that thing, whatever that may be, that you always kind of had in the back of your mind, but you went to work for a job because you needed a paycheck and you needed to come in regularly. You didn't take risk. Well, guess what? You've worked all these years, and now the only person you have to answer to is yourself, your other, and your power to be. And no one else can no tell you any longer, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. I implore you to think, I need to do what I want to do. And I need to make sure whatever it is I do is going to be aligned with my values, my core beliefs, and what I believe in. So I would start by writing a draft statement. And if you kept a journal, this statement can improve and you can add or reduce stuff that you put in there to begin with. What you're trying to do here is you're trying to narrow it down to something that you can live with, something that you can announce to the world, your friends, your colleagues, if you will, that here's what I think I'm all about in this next phase. And here's the path that I'm going to pursue. It may change along the way, but that's okay. I've got all the time in the world right now. And I certainly understand you like to, get this done as quickly as possible. But I suggest take some time. Take some time and perhaps even keep a journal. And it can change, on a day-to-day basis. You just want to make sure that you do something that's meaningful, something that's fulfilling, something that makes you want to pop up out of that bed in the morning with a sense of purpose and an energy to move forward. You need to work on connections. When you work, you hit a lot of friends and colleagues and just acquaintances that you talked with and you met with and they gave you a sense of belonging. Now you're gonna have to find your own sense of belonging. You're not gonna accomplish this in isolation. Family and friends and support groups, wherever they may be, are more important now than ever, because you just gotten older and you've retired, but that doesn't mean that your life is over with. There's a whole lot of life to live, and what I want to help you do in these podcasts is I want to help you gain some clarity. And is anything that you have done, either in your working world or anywhere else, you need to share your mission once you have it down to a T. Share it with friends, family, colleagues, as I said before, and whoever else. Make it a practice to revisit and revise your personal statement on a weekly or a monthly basis. What you did 3 months ago might not fit what you're doing today. So you have the right, and I'll give you permission, if nobody else will, to change it as often as possible until it feels like it's part of you and, this is the way you're going to go. Remember, there's no right or wrong. This is your mission statement, not anybody else's. And you only have to answer to those dear people that I mentioned before. And other than that, it's all up to you. The second point I'd like you to do is I want you to create an inspiring must-do in life list. And we refer this as a bucket list. Now, I would venture to say if you've been retired for 2, maybe 3 years, you've probably worked towards that bucket list. But I would say that if you really want to be fulfilled, let's take that bucket list and let's put a time frame to it. I'll give you a great example. I want to lose 50 pounds. Okay, that's just a blank statement. But if you say, I want to lose 50 pounds, by the end of August 2024, then you need to put that down. And under each day, you need to write down what is it I'm going to accomplish to do that. You do the same thing with your projects. You say, I like to turn the hobby that I've always had, I like to turn it into a business. And as long as you have a time frame, you have something that's realistic, you have something that's achievable, and as I said earlier, put a timeline to it. These things on your bucket list can absolutely be accomplished. So this will serve as a foundation for creating a meaningful list, and one that you'll finally narrow down again that is workable for you. So brainstorm ideas, bounce it off of your friends, your wife, your significant other, and keep a digital journal because you're looking for answers. And if you're stuck in your own mind, it's going to be hard to achieve what you want to achieve. Little bit of time each day, and as long as you're moving forward, you're going to accomplish anything that you have on your bucket list. Once you have this long list, start to ask yourself a question: can I grow from this? You know, we're designed to grow at every segment of our life. We weren't put together and put on the face of this earth just to sit and the rest of our days out. We were meant to be have meaningful solutions for ourselves and for others. We need to give back, and we need to have a reason for living. Because if you don't, I have watched many of my colleagues, many of my friends, age way before their time, and no other reason than they just decided, well, I'm retired now, that's all I'm going to do. Don't you want to have a leave a legacy in your life that somebody says, so what did so and so stand for? Well, they were honest, they were a good friend, they were loyal, and they always took action when there was something that they wanted to accomplish. Make sure you write down some of your dreams, the must-dos in life. I'm sure you've thought of this before. Remember, creating an inspiring must-do life list is exploring new challenges, new possibilities, new ways that you can do things that you never thought of before. Get outside of your comfort zone. Stop thinking about this is what you're all about. You don't know. You've got a great deal of experience in all those years that you worked. And I don't know if you ever thought of this, but you might be able to help others. And you don't have to do it in a formal way, but you know, especially a young person, they can feed off of your experience. They're trying to get started with their career, and it could be something as simple as you mentor them every once in a while. You need to embrace your reflection time, and what I mean by that is this: your reflection time is if you think back on all the great things you did throughout your career. And you worked at a job and all the wonderful things you did doing that job. You had a sense of purpose and people appreciated you for what you did. So list those down. Don't bypass them. List your accomplishments and what you accomplished. And once you start to see that, I want you to reflect back with how did I go about that? There were roadblocks in my way, but I overcame them. And here's the way I did that. If you do such a list and reflect back on it, then you can apply it to possibly something you want to do now in your life. And it's as simple as, look, here's things I did. Here's what I want to do in the future. And here's how I can take those experience and those lessons from the past and apply them to what I want to do now. Here's some other things to consider. Create dedicated reflection time. I'm one of those individuals throughout my life, when I'm really concentrating, I need quiet. I have a wife that can listen to music and television and get things accomplished. And, I might listen to music or a podcast, but for the most part, like when I'm creating some ideas for this podcast, I need to really reflect and have quiet time so I can really concentrate on the message I want to bring forth. So again, you need that journal or just a book and a tablet that you can refer to instantly, because you might write something down one day and then the next morning you get up and you say, you know what? What's this all about? This doesn't fit. Here's what I really meant. And that's what I mean about working in an iterative process and listing what your desires and your goals are, what your passions are, what's your values, what's your strengths, your weaknesses, and things that truly make you happy. So you need to also seek inspiration from other sources. Yes, you can read books, personal development courses, biographies, podcasts. You can find a lot of good education on YouTube. But the other thing that I've always liked to do, and I implore you to do the same thing, that is connect with mentors or coaches. If you can't get to where you want to be, a coach can help you move you along with your thought process. You know what, roughly what you think you might want to do, but the guidance can be a time saver. And that's some of the things coaches can do. Your reflection time is an ongoing journey, and you're not going to just reach a point and you say, well, that's it, I'm ready to go. Because what you do now probably is going to change in 5 years, and you need to be open to that. There's two kind of people in this world: those with a growth mindset and those with a fixed mindset. The growth mindset is where I believe you'd like to be, and that is you're always open to new things. If something doesn't fit your needs, you'll change, and you can just go from there. But a fixed mindset, and I'm sure many of you have run into these people. I know I have. They're not budging. Okay, you can sit there and prod them as much as you want. They're just not budging. I can remember back in my career, I taught a lot of major organizations how to reach their people, their customers, and their distributors through online learning. And even though I showed them a better way, they didn't want to budge. I can tell you this, in learning, change management is the toughest thing I've ever had to teach. It's hard because people get set in their ways and they don't want to change. But look at what's happening now. Not only has this world changed significantly, we got new tools. We got artificial intelligence. And those that say, well, I'm not going to do it that way, well, those that are still working that don't open up to ideas, they're going to find their jobs eliminated very rapidly. And if you're not open to new ideas, you're going to stay where you are a year from now. So you don't want to, one of the reasons why I do these podcasts and master classes that I teach is I want to help people with their thought process. I've done it through the majority of my life. And what I taught in major organizations, I will now take those tools, process, and methodologies to help my audience as well. If there's something that you aspire to do, but you lack the knowledge about how to make it happen, this is where mentors and coaches can help you. You can do something as simple as that if you see somebody that you admire and you want to know how they got there, reach out to them. I mean, it's sometimes it can be something as simple as an email. You don't have to be a, bowl them over that, I need this and whatever else, but you can reach out to them and see if they'd be receptive. And what is it people like to talk about the most? Simple answer. They like to talk about themselves. So here's about five practical steps I'd like to give you to how you set up an effective informational interview. Number one, identify your goals. Before reaching out to potential interviewees, clarify what you want to gain from them in the way of career advice, if that's what you want to do. Research and target certain professionals. You know, people that I admire that I would like to emulate or just be as successful as they are in some areas, I kind of follow them first and kind of listen to what they say. And then I step back, and if that's what I want to do, I'll reach out to them and see if they can give me some insight. I'm not ashamed to say I've hired coaches throughout my career. And it's kind of funny that when you went to college, or at least when I went to college, I thought that was it. Boy, was I wasn't very wise at that time. But since then, I've met different people in different fields, and all of a sudden I start working towards something. I interview them. I say, you know what? I can do this. And it might be the same for you. You might also find out that they have something that you want. So you might want to listen to them and see exactly what they're doing. So make a bucket list, start doing those things you always said you wanted to do in this life. And if I can answer any questions, either you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My name is Michael Kiffmeyer, and that's spelled K-I-F-F, two F's like Frank, M-E-Y-E-R. Or you can reach me at my email, which is michael@michaelkiffmeyer.com. I want to thank you for listening today. I hope some of my thoughts inspire you. And if you have questions or topics that you'd like to discuss, please reach out to me. And if I don't have the information at my fingertips, I'll certainly find it out for you. I'd also like to hear if there's something you'd like to hear in these podcasts, I certainly like you to ask me and let me do a session specifically for you. So that'll end it for today, and I hope to see you soon on other podcasts. I do this on video and I do it on a regular podcast. So reach out. I wish you well in your journey, and if I can help, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Retired Now What? I hope today's conversation has given you some valuable insights as you navigate the journey of life after retirement. Always remember, life doesn't stop after retirement. It's an opportunity for a new beginning.